Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court, Appeals Records, 1913-1914, page 194. Here is the extracted text from the image. The president of the board, Dr. Westmoreland, then addressed the board at length on his reasons for thinking that the secretary should be requested to resign, the subjects dealt with being too numerous and too lengthy to be included here in their entirety. After the president's address, the board adjourned and reassembled again at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, at which time Dr. Harris' side of the controversy was heard. The secretary, not having been present at what transpired following this, was not in a position to take note as to the proceeding, but was informed by the members on adjournment that it was their wish that he should still continue as secretary and director of the laboratory. The president then made a short statement in support of his protest against the secretary and reiterated some of the charges made at the previous meeting and, in addition, made objection against the secretary's action in sending out antitoxin number 64, which had been shown by tests made in Washington to be of less potency than it was originally labeled, and also condemning the secretary for replacing Dr. Paulin and person ally, taking up the investigation of the malarial epidemic around the pond of the Central of Georgia Railway Company. The president then stated that he would publish the charges against the secretary if the board did not take such action regarding them as he thought right and proper. At the conclusion of the president's address, a talk was made by Mr. Doughty, in which he took exception to the former's attitude and insisted. At the conclusion of the president's address, a talk was made by Mr. Doughty, in which he took exception to the former's attitude and insisted that every member of the board wished to do what was best for the State Board of Health and the people of Georgia, and that everyone connected with the Board of Health should be willing to bow to the decision of this body. He deprecated strongly the idea of giving to the press charges the publication of which could do no good, and which could only result in harm. On the president and secretary being recalled an hour later, the president pro tem Dr. Benedict read the following resolve,